Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl, and we're back with today's double episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in, and I really appreciate that. So today is Wednesday. I did not do a weekly gratitude shout out episode last weekend. I was adjusting to spring, so my apologies for that. However, I am going to shout out the top three most listening countries over the last 2 weeks, and I will be shouting out the cities as well. So I want to check in with y'all. I hope y'all are doing amazing. I mean, if you haven't heard the episode that I did right before this one, which was 509, about my issue, my gripe, how the phrase check on your strong friend really grinds my gears, make sure that you click to tap in with episode 509, okay? So, I don't know, like, I'm the person that's usually the strong friend. So, I'm saying that not necessarily because I've deemed myself that. It's because everybody thinks that I'm that strong friend. They tell me that all the time. So, it's like, okay, I understand the phrase, but I just y'all gotta listen to it. Y'all know I got something to say. So let me go ahead and tap in here. Let's see, today is the 27th. Let me go back to the 13th. All right, so let me pull up my trusty tool here. And the top, wow, this is pretty cool. So I'm gonna show out the top eight. I'm gonna go from 8 to 1, because these are some countries that some of them pop up, and then one of them I haven't seen in a while. Well, actually, I haven't seen a couple of them in a while. So number 8 is Japan. Shout out to Japan. Number 7 is Poland. Shout out to Poland. Number 6 is Australia. Shout out to Australia. Number 5 is the United Kingdom. They always tapping in. Number 4 is Canada. Again, usually tapping in. Top 3. Germany is number 3. I'm a little shocked. Well, no, I'm not shocked. I'm actually more shocked at number 2, which is Kenya. Whoever is on the continent of Africa listening to me over there in Kenya, I want to hear from you. I am spiritual homegirl everywhere. Hit me up. I want to know who you are so I can personally thank you for listening. And of course, number 1 is the United States. So with that being said, let's get into the third most listening country, which was Germany. Wow, there was some, wow, it was everywhere. South Africa tapped in a little bit. Ghana, Morocco, Spain. Wow. Even Iran, Norway. Okay, there was some countries that tapped in, but you know, we got shot the top three with the city. So with that being said, shout out to whoever is listening in Krefeld, North Rhine-Westphalia region, Falkenstein in Saxony, and Bad Bellingen, Baden-Württemberg. Y'all three regions have been tapping in consistently, and I appreciate that so much. Danke schön for listening. The next country that I will be shouting out is Kenya. Wow, I don't think I've ever had Kenya listen this much before. This is pretty cool. It's amazing. Let me see who is in this region. Okay, so whoever is in Nairobi, Kenya, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it so much. And I really do want to know who's listening out there. That's really cool. And with the United States. Oh, wow. So we just shaking things up these last couple of weeks. Okay. My top. Wow, this is wow. Even the top 16 is crazy. But we will, because they're so close in listenership, I'm low-key kind of shook here. Hold on. Okay, I'll just do the top 8 states, and then we will shout out all of the cities in the United States, because that's what we normally do here. So the 8th most listening state in the United States was Florida. The 7th most listening state was Georgia, my home state. The 6th most listening state was New York. Shout out to New York. The 5th most listening state was Maryland. Shout out to Maryland. The 4th most listening state was California, which was my second home state. And then the top 3, the 3rd most listening that was really running it last time we did an episode is D.C., Washington, D.C., District of Columbia. Number 2 most listening state is Texas. And I'm talking about, this is literally like all of these I'm mentioning are like only a few downloads different. So it's really cool. However, there was one that took the cake, and that would be the state of Wisconsin. So whoever is in Wisconsin, all the way up there in Cheeseland, because I heard y'all known for cheese up there, let me know so I can personally thank you for listening, okay? So with that being said, let me drink my tea because I have a lot of cities to go over. Wow. So there was one city in Wisconsin that was really running it, and they really put the whole state on the map, and that was Milwaukee. So the first city was Milwaukee. So we're going to continue on with the list. Washington, D.C., Glen Burnie, Maryland, North Hollywood, California. Who was in the valley? Well, it's not quite the valley. That's NoHo, the beginning of the valley. Who's in NoHo? Please tap in with me. I want to thank you for listening as well. Dallas, Texas, Nanuet, New York, Katy, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to the some out of my hometown, but still Atlanta. Fort Washington, Maryland, Redmond, Washington, New York, New York. Shout out to New York City. Charlotte, North Carolina, Little Rock, Arkansas, Cleveland, Ohio, Houston, Texas, Los Angeles, California, the Bronx, New York. Shout out to the BX. I heard I got some family out there, some distant family I'm trying to tap in with. So whoever is in the Bronx, let me know where you at so I can thank you for listening. Quincy, Massachusetts. Also, if you're in New York City, I want to know where you're at too, because sometimes my listener map will pop out certain boroughs. So if you're in Manhattan and you're listening, I want to know. That includes Harlem, LES, Hell's Kitchen. I need to know around that area, like where you at. So thank you for listening. Quincy, Massachusetts, Ashburn, Virginia, Fairburn, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, Columbia, South Carolina, Fort Worth, Texas, Oakland, California, the town, Queens, New York, shout out to Queens, Indianapolis, Indiana, Marietta, Georgia, Brandon, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Miami, Florida. I will be in Miami sooner than later, okay? I'm going to have to get there. Midlothian, Virginia, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Florissant, Missouri, Biloxi, Mississippi, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Portland, Oregon, Converse, Texas, Carson, California, Richmond, California, Wappingers Falls, New York, Macon, Georgia, Inverness, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, North Canton, Ohio, Naperville, Illinois, Lexington, Kentucky, Union City, New Jersey, Antioch, Tennessee, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Garland, Texas, Irvin, Texas, Plano, Texas, Palmdale, California, Sacramento, California, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Brooklyn's in the house. Shout out to Brooklyn, New York, Evans, Georgia, the CSRA. Okay, shout out to Evans, Fort Myers, Florida. Who from Fort Myers? If you listen, I want to know who it is. I heard Plows from Fort Myers. I feel like I've heard that name before. If you're in Florida, Myers, hit me up so I can thank you for listening as well. Valrico, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, St. Charles, Missouri, Windsor, Colorado, Birmingham, Alabama, Topeka, Kansas, Pearland, Texas, Richardson, Texas, Westminster, California, Newport News, Virginia, Williamsburg, Virginia, Inkster, Michigan. Which girl group is from Inkster? There was a Motown girl group that was from Inkster. If you were listening in Inkster, please hit me up everywhere on social media. I'm Spiritual Homegirl. I want to know which Motown girl group was from Inkster. I don't want to say the wrong one because I don't want to disrespect the group if I get it incorrect, but somebody tell me who that was. Troy, Michigan, Kansas City, Missouri, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Louisville, excuse me, I forget, in some places they say Louisville, like Kentucky. And in other places like Louisville, Georgia, over there in Jefferson County, they say it different. So I don't know if it's Louisville, Mississippi or Louisville, Mississippi. But thank you for listening out there in the country. I'm a country girl at heart, and I love hearing that my city five folks as well as my country five folks listening and tapping with you, girl. Des Moines, Iowa, Carrollton, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland. You know what? But I want, before I even get into the rest of these cities, because I'm almost halfway done. The situation that happened in Baltimore was really disheartening, to say the least. I woke up yesterday morning and I really had to reset my energy. And that's probably another reason why I did not podcast yesterday. I talked about some reasons, you know, just adjusting to spring and how spring was really flipping stuff over. And yesterday, that was like the first thing I saw. Luckily, I had did my prayers and my morning stuff and I was already ready to roll for the day. And I was spiritually grounded, because had I not done that and I saw that, that had potential to like really... That was really sad. I mean, it was sad out the way it goes, but that was like literally the first thing I saw, and it was just so unprepared. I wasn't prepared to see that. But either way it goes, I am sending my love and condolences to anybody that knows anybody affected by the tragedy that did happen in Baltimore. Sending so much love to y'all, and I'm praying for your comfort at this time. Brockport, New York, Mableton, Georgia, Dayton, Ohio, Concord, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm about to come to North Carolina real soon. I got to go on a tour. It's time to go on tour. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later, but I'm definitely going to North Carolina. I got to tap in. Harvey, Illinois, Denver, Colorado, Seekonk, Massachusetts. I am going to Google that name. That's a very interesting name. Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Newark, New Jersey. Shout out to Newark. Maricopa, Arizona. They're back in the fold. Shout out to y'all. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ocala, Florida. Ormond Beach, Florida. Cincinnati, Ohio. Owensboro, Kentucky. Kentucky kind of tapping in. Let me go do some Googles on Kentucky. Let me find out. I got to go out there. Austin, Texas. Coastal, California. Northridge, California. Shout out to the Valley. Salinas, California. Bowie, Maryland. Severn, Maryland. Branson, Florida. Sebring, Florida. Tavares, Florida. Salisbury, North Carolina. Southfield, Michigan. Nashville, Tennessee. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Wahiawa, Hawaii. Shout out to whoever is in Hawaii. Aubrey, Texas. Brookshire, Texas. Little Elm, Texas. San Antonio, Texas. Garden Grove, California. Harbor City, California. Pleasanton, California. Santa Clarita, California. Poughkeepsie, New York. Ackworth, Georgia. Ooh, shout out to Ackworth. That's what, Cobb County? Ackworth out the way. No, hold on. Now I'm curious. Hold on. I always forget because, you know, for those that don't know, I'm from DeKalb Metro, right? They call it Atlanta, but there's DeKalb County, and that's the east side of Atlanta Metro. Atlanta is in DeKalb County as well as Fulton County. I grew up in DeKalb County. Lafayette, Stone Mountain, all over Decatur. For those who know where that song is from, shout out to y'all. But I didn't really fool around with Cobb and all the other counties. Gwinnett, I just didn't do it. Even if he was right next to Gwinnett, we just didn't, because that just wasn't something that we were interested in. Honestly, DeKalb was so jumping and Fulton was so jumping. We didn't really have a need to venture out until we got older. You know what I mean? So I am correct. Ackworth is in Cobb. Whoever is out there all the way in Ackworth, all the way in the country, shout out to you, because I know it take y'all a lot to get out to the city. And I thank you for listening. Centerville, Georgia. Stone Mountain in the house, Georgia. Arlington, Virginia. Lynchburg, Virginia. Macomb, Michigan. Lee Summit, Missouri. Greeley, Colorado. Jersey City, New Jersey. That's right over the bridge, huh? I'm not too familiar. Somebody let me know. If you're in Jersey City, I want to know. I heard it's very close to New York City. It's like you can literally like look out your window and it's like the skyline's right there. Phoenix, Arizona. Newark, Delaware. Arlington, Texas. Forney, Texas. Lancaster, Texas. Lubbock, Texas. Mesquite, Texas. Beaumont, California. Highland, California. Pacoima, California. Reseda, California. Who's in Pacoima? I know one person from Pacoima. I'm wondering who it is. If you listen to Pacoima, if it is who I think it is, you got my number, and I hope you're doing well. Hit me up. If not, I still want to hear from you anyway. I'm Spiritual Homegirl, A-Roll Social Media. But thank you for listening. San Francisco, California. Sylmar, California. Van Nuys, California. Visalia, California. Mohawk, New York. White Plains, New York. Carrollton, Georgia. Covington. Who in Carrollton? See, the thing about these cities, right? Let's talk about it. And this is why I need to go on tour. I don't put all my business out here, right? But I be moving around just kind of seeing what's going on because I like learning about different places. Foreign travel is cool. Y'all know I got a whole side of family that's over there in the Caribbean. But at the same time, I like traveling to places in the United States. The United States has so many different types of terrains and environments. It's like, wow, like you got the desert, you got snow, you got the mountains, you have the country, you got the forest. It's just so cool. You got a whole bunch of places with lakes. It's just really cool to see the differences. Like, I really want to go to Yellowstone. Like, I really like different types of environments. Like, I remember one time when I was younger, we were going to see one of my, a couple of family members. I had a couple of family members that's over in Denver. One of them actually was on The Voice a few years ago. Shout out to Devin, cousin Dev. But I was out there. We were driving through Utah. And I know ain't no black people in Utah. It's not a lot of black people in Utah. Let's be for real. The demographics do not lie. But it was such a beautiful scenery. And I didn't even know those types of sceneries existed. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just never know until you go. So that being said, I like traveling to these different cities because I like to learn more about what's going on in the country that I live in. It's so crazy. It's, and I'm not judging, right? Because we all have different things that interest us. But I love Georgia because Georgia is country. I know Georgia. Them rolling hills, the red clay, the trees, the pine trees, oak trees, all of that. I'm here for it, right? They don't have that in California. They don't have that. It is desert. It is for some that are in LA or even Long Beach or Dago over there in San Diego. You know, it's a little bit different because they're near water. It's like the beaches. Then you have Miami, who got completely different beaches than the beaches that's over there in Savannah. It looks completely different, but we're all in the same place. So I think it's really cool. So that being said, I like learning about different cities, so I be popping up every now and then. So with that being said, I've been popping up to Carrollton. I was low-key around Douglas County and Carroll County for about a good year or some change. So, you know, I just was really getting familiar with some of the more country places that's much further from the city of Atlanta. Like, I mean, Carrollton is really about an hour and some change. So I was just really curious. Covington, Georgia. Shout out to Newton County. Douglasville, Georgia. Again, Douglas County. Fitzgerald, Georgia. My country listener over there in South Georgia. Thank you so much for listening. I popped up at Fitzgerald a long time ago. Yeah, I popped up at a football game. But we can talk about that later. Lilburn, Georgia. Riverdale, Georgia. I got cousins in Riverdale, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been coming to Riverdale. So it's like, I love seeing these different cities that I'm curious about or I've either been to. Because I might pop up and you might not know. Also, Naples, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Akron, Ohio, Barton, Ohio, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, Upper Sandusky, Ohio. I really want to go to Dayton. If I remember correctly, Dayton has like a funk hall of fame. And y'all know I love music and I need to get there. Alexandria, Virginia, Harrisonburg, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, Petersburg, Virginia, West Reston, Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia. I think I know who listening over there. If that's you, you owe me a phone call. Love you though. Virginia Beach, Virginia, Durham, North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan. I got to get to the D too. I've been wanting to go to the D. I really want to go to the Hicksville USA Museum. I have to go. Hickory Corners, Michigan, McHenry, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri, Broomfield, Colorado, Lakewood, Colorado, North Bergen, New Jersey, Andrews, South Carolina, Kings Tree, South Carolina, Knoxville, Tennessee, Cambridge, Minnesota, Eugene, Oregon, East Providence, Rhode Island, Prattville, Alabama, Glendale, Arizona, Kansas City, Kansas, New Britain, Connecticut, Monroe, Louisiana, Omaha, Nebraska. That's really cool. And Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you so much for listening all over the world. I love y'all so much. It's such a blessing to be able to connect with y'all usually every day. But I think we are starting to transition more to a Monday, Wednesday, Friday format. And I did tell y'all that in the beginning of my podcasting marathon that I started way back in October of 23. When I said that I was going to talk every day. And then usually, you know, a spirit will guide me. Spirit will say, well, talk Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I had a feeling that was what's going to happen. And sure enough, that's where we're at. We're at the Monday, Wednesday, Friday point. So you got me on Wednesday. Now, if I want to pop up a little now and then on a Tuesday or a Thursday, I'll do that. Or a Saturday or a Sunday. So most definitely, you will always hear from me moving forward Monday, Wednesday, Friday with some episodes in between. Okay? So with that being said, don't forget. If y'all, and it's a thing, right? If y'all really fool me, I'm pulling that card today. If y'all really fool me, I need y'all to complete that podcast listener survey. If y'all been tapping in, listening, I don't care where in the world you are. I don't care. I need to know about you. I got a short, it is short, because honestly, I really wanted to ask more, and I was told to, they was like, nah, that's enough. Like, I want to learn everything about you all, because I want to make sure that we are connected, okay? And that we're talking about things that you actually want to hear about. You know, like, what? There's so many things that I could really just say. But I really want to make sure that my message is connecting to the people that are listening. So please click the first link in my show notes to complete my podcast listener survey. I'm about to pull my second card. If y'all really fool me, y'all should be on my email list. Okay? I don't know why y'all not on my email list. If you're not on there, how else are you supposed to stay in touch if these apps go down? Instagram done went down like 3 times in the last 4 weeks. Okay? Some of these websites be down as well. I'm praying that this never happens to my podcasting hosting server. However, God forbid it does, I need to be able to tap in with my folks. Okay, this is a village over here. It's a community over here. This ain't just no podcast where I just talk to y'all and that's it. No, I like to stay connected. So if you really fool with me, I'm pulling the card today. If you really fool with me, I need y'all to sign up for that email list. That's the second link in my show notes, okay? So with that being said, I'll tap in with y'all maybe tomorrow, but most definitely Wednesday, okay? This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love. I have a lemon pepper mushroom salad waiting on me, and I can't wait to eat it. And it's time to get in to the bowl of my salad. I'm so excited. I love me a nice lemon pepper hot seasoning flavor, okay? I love it. So with that being said, y'all take care. I'll catch y'all on the next one. Love y'all. Peace.